Hello, and welcome to Liberty Presbyterian's podcast. I'm Pastor Becky, and along with Pastor John and Pastor Kyle, I pray that the message and the music bless you.
Good morning. My name is Olivia Judy.
I'm a senior at Worthington Kilbourn High School. I don't know where I'm going to college yet, but I hope to study in music therapy or music education. I actually just had an audition yesterday. And, you know, me being me, I decided it was a good idea to schedule 6 auditions for over 2 months. That was a really fun time. I've definitely spent some quality time in the practice room. But with all of these auditions and applications and decisions, has introduced a lot of uncertainty in my life. For me, my uncertainty comes from the not-so-little question, well, what comes after high school? But I also face uncertainty every time I walk into an audition. I often struggle with my nerves when I have to perform in front of people, especially strangers, especially in situations like this. And more often than not, I get performance anxiety. I start thinking about, well, I have to be perfect, of course, because, you know, if I'm not perfect, I'm not a good musician. It's just, that's how it is. which, you know, it wouldn't be such a big deal if my entire college career didn't depend on about 10 minutes of playing in front of three complete strangers, but, you know, that's besides the point. But I think uncertainty is something that we are all way too familiar with. It often leaves us feeling alone and sometimes even helpless. We are often told to trust in God's plan for us, but I think we can all agree that that's really hard sometimes. I will be the first to admit that I can't always see God's plan for me. I mean, we're all human. We're born making our own decisions and our own plans and our own expectations, but often God has something else in mind. In John chapter 14, verses 15 through 8, it reads, "If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into truth, and the world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him, and it doesn't recognize him. But if you know him because he lives in you now, but you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you." In this passage, Jesus tells his disciples that if they follow him, the Holy Spirit will be with them. In my Bible translation, Jesus calls the Holy Spirit an advocate. But in other translations, it has been called a comforter, encourager, and counselor. I don't know about you, but when I worry about the unknown in my life, I look for a source of comfort. This is especially important to me because it is often hardest to find comfort when you need it the most. What I also love about what Jesus says here is that not only does he promise the Holy Spirit as a comforter, but he says that it will always be with us because it will live in us. I found this significant because we learn that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, despite their different names, are all the same. This means that when Jesus gives all of us the Holy Spirit to live in us, he is also giving all of us, every single one of us, part of himself to live in us. And he does this with absolutely no hesitation. This promise not only reassures that or us that we will have Christ with us, but since we all have him, it connects us with each other, making us about as far from alone as we can get. And if that's not enough, Jesus also says that he will not abandon us as orphans, promising us a family with each other. That word promise is a pretty significant word, if you ask me, especially when it comes from Jesus. I think we've all had that experience where someone makes a promise and we're like, yeah, okay, we'll see about that. I know I have, many times. But with Jesus, we can find peace in his promises. Throughout the Bible, we read story after story of Jesus' love and his promises of guidance in our lives. John 14 is just one example. To me, this means that when it seems we are alone, we still have an advocate and a comforter on our side. The Holy Spirit as a comforter reassures us about the unknown and helps us embrace it because Christ's loving promise is that we will never have to walk through the unknown without him. Please pray with me. Dear God, thank you for always being with us and giving us the Holy Spirit to guide us and remind us that we are not alone because you have given us a family and have promised to never leave us. Amen.
Hi, I'm Kelly Levering, and I'm a senior at Olentangy Liberty High School this year. Next year, I don't know what school I plan on attending, but I do know that I'm going to double major in communications and art, as well as play basketball. So the summer going into my freshman year of high school, I had the opportunity to go on my first ever mission trip. And I was friends with a lot of upperclassmen, so I asked them a lot of questions about what to expect on the trip. And all their answers were pretty similar in saying that it's the most amazing week of your life, or there's not a moment that goes by when you're not having fun. But above anything else, they told me about how much I will cry. They said to expect crying more than I had ever before. And this made me nervous because in the past, I always felt insecure when I cried or showed them how much I loved them, just because I never allowed myself to express any other emotion besides happiness. But of course, that all changed on my first mission trip to Erie, Pennsylvania. The entire week was filled with fun, love, friendships, and God, and I was able to create bonds with people that I had never met before but remain friends with today. And for the people that I was already friends with, we were able to create relationships that were centered around God, and therefore making our relationships with God and with each other much stronger. So the entire week was so fun, but then on the night of the foot washing, my nerves peaked. That night we had worship, praising God for everything that he blessed us with. And following worship, we got to partake in the foot washing. So for every person that was in our work group, we would have someone volunteer to wash someone else's feet. And during that time, they would pray, just thanking God for every impact that they've had on their lives and just asking God to bless their futures to come. So after a couple volunteers went, it was my turn to go, and a million worries raced through my head, some of them being, what will everyone think of me if I break down into tears? What if my friend really doesn't know me at all, and this prayer ends up being really awkward and surface level? What if no one else prays for me? And then this led to the question of, did I really get to know anyone at all this week? But above anything else, my biggest worry was, what if my friend thinks my feet are disgusting? Well, as my friend began to wash my feet and pray for me, I, of course, started to cry. But, of course, these weren't sad tears or grieving tears. They were tears of indescribable joy. Prior to the foot washing, I'd never experienced happy tears, but after this experience, I can confidently say that tears of joy are the best emotion in the world. Tears of joy are of a happiness too great to describe and of a love that's too deep to even comprehend. After all of the other work groups had finished washing their feet, we all went around hugging each other and crying in one another's arms, just for the real reason that we were all crying about the same exact reason. And this created a community for me that I never had experienced before. Not only were my expressed emotions accepted, but they were encouraged to make better relationships with each other and with God. So after the foot washing, love and tears filled the room. And in my experience, through each hug and I love you that I received, I accepted a little bit more of my emotions. In John 13, 34 through 35, after he washes his disciples' feet, Jesus calls his disciples to love one another as he has loved us. And thanks to the acceptance I felt during the foot washing, I grew to be okay with my other emotions. I grew to be okay with the feeling of vulnerability. In a way, I had to experience my highest highs to accept my lowest lows and everything else in between. Before, I was always afraid of what my emotions might look like when I exposed my other emotions to the world. I expected the world to alienate and judge me. Instead, I felt an even greater love than I had ever known before. My experience at the foot washing taught me how to not be embarrassed of my emotions, but to trust in the Lord to lead my emotions into a healthy and loving place. Through God's love, I have been able to live a life not without fear, but with trust in the Lord that everything will be okay. God nurtures our insecurities and in turn makes you feel more loved by yourself, by your community, and by him. Replacing our insecurities with God's love gives you a life of freedom and of happiness. And that is simply because we have the option to trust God to open our eyes to see the love that he offers us consistently. So if you have insecurities, which all humans do, don't run away from them because Jesus calls for them. He calls us to lay them down in front of him so he can replace our doubts and worries with love. I urge you to not be afraid to let God into your greatest insecurities, because on the other side only waits love and acceptance. In Philippians 4, 6 through 9 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now please bow your heads with me as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity in this youth group to give me the platform to share my story, Lord. Lord, I pray that my story was able to connect with someone and just really reach their hearts. Lord, we thank you for the peaks and valleys that you've presented us with, as we know that these only draw us closer to you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you continue to give us these challenges as we grow in our faith journey with you. In your name we pray. Amen.